Hey there, I'm Regina Soren. Welcome back to another 5-6 minute episode of Regina Soren audio series. I have a really good one for you right now. It's God's timing. Absolutely. How many of you out there, sometimes we want God to hurry up and do things. Do it like tomorrow. Do it like yesterday. Do it like last year. And sometimes our timing is definitely not God's timing. Let me get to that in a moment after I tell you how you can contact me. Contact me at SworenRegina@gmail.com. And I want to thank so many of you out there who listens to my podcasts. Thank you for sharing them. Thank you for downloading them. And thank you for tuning in. Yay! God's timing is always the right timing. Sometimes you may have a person in your life, be it on your job, be it in your life, be it in a relationship, or whatever you are praying about. Sometimes we pray about these things. Maybe it's an addiction. Maybe it's something that's like, God, when are you going to do this? I need you to do this like right now. God, where are you? I've asked God that before. Where are you? And I know I don't like to question God myself. You're not supposed to do that, but we do. And sometimes God timing, we got to remember God never do things on anybody else's time. He may not come till you want him. Do you remember that? I remember that as a kid. He may not come when you want him, but he is always right on time. God's timing is not our timing. I mean, 1,000 years is like a day to God. To us, it's 1,000 years. Oh my God, it's a long time. One day to God, 1,000 years. Think about it. Now listen, sometimes when you pray about things, be it, like I say, if it's an addiction, if it's a relationship, if it's a bad boss, if it's a bad employee, if it's a bad coworker, if it's a bad person in your life, whatever, a job situation, money situation, finances, sometimes we don't know that if we are a child of God, God is behind the scenes working. He's working. Don't rush him. He's going to do what he's going to do on his own timing. It is God's timing. God's timing, again, is not like our timing. Again, a thousand years to us, or 1,000 days even to us, is a long time. But if it's a God, that's nothing. Come on. So really, don't rush God, because God has his own time to do everything. And whenever he decides to move in your life accordingly, you're going to find out, then you're going to say, oh my God, that was just right. The right time. It always be the right time. So see, he's moving behind the scenes. When his servant pray, when his preachers and it's just a regular servant, even if you're not a preacher, you could be just a regular child of God, a person that just pray, God is moving on your behalf. God honors those prayers. He honors you. He appreciates those prayers. Don't stop praying, for God's sake. His timing is not our timing, people. And just because we got our own timing, it's not the Lord's timing. Remember that. Remember that. God is moving behind the scenes, working behind the scenes in your favor, on your situation, on your financial situation, on your relationship, on that person on your job. God is working. Never give up on God, ever. Because in the background, he's working for you now. He's in the background, he's working on the scene. While you're trying to figure it out, he's already worked it out. I just want to leave that with you. I hope this encourages somebody out there today to just go off of God's timing. Don't worry about your timing or my timing, because God's timing is always the right timing. Again, I'm Regina Soren. Contact me at SorenRegina@gmail.com.